there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know, as in Hour 1, we were talking about we missed our Explorer Ventures live aboard in the Bahamas this week due to the weather. Yes, it was definitely a sad state of affairs, especially when we looked at the weather about halfway through the week and realized, daggone it, they were wrong! Damn them, weathermen. Oh, my gosh. It just blows. Literally. But what are you going to do? You know, as I said, I went and ended up going lobster diving and then went to the Surf Expo. So not all is lost. But what do you do? I mean, in this case, if you're a company, a business that relies on, you know, the dive operation functioning to make a few dollars.
Wow, that's hard.
It's tough. It's a tough gig. I mean, people in the Bahamas, all the dive operators are hurting this week big time because we weren't the only ones who had to change their plans due to the weather this week, and a lot of people are feeling the pain. Now, Clay McArdle, however, is on the line from Explorer Ventures. He is the big cheese, the guy who makes these decisions when they have to be made when it comes to dealing with the weather. He's on the line, and he has his own fanfare to boot. As he should.
That's impressive, guys.
Thank you.
Well, you. A new addition or what?
Well, no, you should.
No. Bobby Brown wasn't available for us.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But, Clay, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm all right. I'm assuming today is a little less stressful for you than it was last week. Am I correct in that assumption?
That'd be a fair assessment.
Yeah, because I would imagine as a business that relies on taking people out diving and when the weather creates an issue where you got to call everybody and say, hey, guys, look, we can't do this. We don't want to put you in harm's way. That has to be a tough call to make a little bit there, doesn't it, or what?
It certainly is. You try to make the best call you can given the information that you have, and sometimes the information is wrong. I've been doing this a long time, and I've never quite seen a forecast off that much. But,
yeah. It's a shame because, you know, we're a little bit more spoiled here in Orlando because – for us to change our plans for our little trip over to the Bahamas, not that big a deal, but people coming from the Midwest or even the West Coast, I mean, this is like their big trip of the year, and they have to change all their plans and make it's a sad situation any way you look at it.
Exactly. I mean, it would have been, it would have been sort of snotty weather down there anyway. It was like passing even off as far south as it ended up going, but, I feel bad for the the few people in Texas that got slammed last night, and all the others that were sort of hoping that Ike would keep to the mid track, and it ended up cutting farther south, and just didn't do what it was supposed to do.
Yeah, it did not.
Yeah, it is one of the great challenges of hurricane season that the trade off for hoping that you don't get a hurricane is you have to hope that somebody else does.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, what are you going to do?
Ike, obviously, it hit Grand Turk and Salt Key as a Cat 4. Our boat was down in the Dominican Republic. We ran down there, but because we'd just been through Hannah, which was no fun. But we're running relief supplies over to at least Salt Key and possibly Grand Turk starting later on today, I think, or first thing in the morning. So. It's there's a whole bunch of people affected by that storm, and Haiti obviously is a mess, and just one of those things. So,
yeah,
it's harder to tell on Haiti though when it's a mess. Honestly, it wasn't that great to start with.
That's true.
So the Turks and Caicos boat is running supplies over to Grand Turk. this week, or is that what you just said?
Yeah, we're going to be running some relief supplies over that the government was providing over at least to Salt Key and possibly to Grand Turk later on. They got the brunt of the storm there, and there was quite a bit of damage. Provo, obviously there was some damage, but it wasn't it wasn't too bad. And I don't have too many details on the amount of damage done in Grand Turk and Salt Key, but it was obviously significant.
Yeah. Well, how is that? Is the boat operating this week as a regular liveaboard vessel, too, or what?
Yep, it's on charter this week. We've got the Liquid Assets TV charter.
Oh, right.
And so they've decided to dedicate a day or two at the beginning of the trip to help with the cleanup over in as I said, at least in Salt Key, and take relief supplies over there.
Oh, that's really nice of them, sure.
It was very nice of them.
All right, cool. Well, it's obviously the boat's okay then.
Yep, the boat's fine.
So the Turk's boat is fine and operational and doing its thing. Now,
yep.
We had to cancel our scuba cruise there on the CX-1. I guess they're going to pick up next week, or are they operating this week?
They're operating this week. We've unfortunately got a bunch of people that were traveling through Houston to get to boat today. So we had a few passengers delayed, and some people from that area that obviously aren't going to be able to make it. So.
Yeah.
So it's just been wide-ranging effects everywhere.
Well, exactly, yeah. And you know, the thing that kind of sucks for us, I mean, we missed the trip, obviously, and that was bad enough. But, you know, I'm a little sad beyond this, because I'm afraid unless we get an opening here in the next few weeks, we're not going to be able to go on the CX-1 again.
Yeah.
Because
she's being retired.
Yeah, you're going to retire the vessel. I think the last trip is, what, October 25th? Is that the deal, that week?
Yep, that's correct. After that trip, she's going out of service. So.
Yes. So I feel at least I got to go on it once. So I don't know. We'll have to, if something opens up here at the last minute, you never know.
So when you've got a dive boat that you're retiring, does it become a wreck site?
Well, it depends on...
It could happen... It could happen accidentally, Clay. Clay, it could happen accidentally. And, in fact, it could happen accidentally on purpose. Greg is also a first mate, and he has an almost flawless record
at
sinking boats.
Now, wait a minute. Clay knows he doesn't necessarily need me to run his boat into the rocks. That's an inside joke between me and Clay, and we'll leave it there. Right, Clay?
Exactly.
Now, Single
both
Scott.
Never did anything, Greg.
Yeah, exactly. Single Scott is in the studio with us today. And, Scott, you've been on that boat a few times, right?
25 times.
25 times. Wow.
And I have a lot of great memories on that boat, and I hate to see it go.
Yeah. How you doing, Scott? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
That's good. Yeah,
yeah.
Everything's good.
Yeah. Yeah, she's been a great boat. We've been operating her since 1987, and I think, I might have been on 35 or 40 trips in 21 years. Scott's almost got me beat.
Yeah.
He's got some of the crew beat at this point.
Well, that's true.
92 was my first trip on that boat, and I have a lot of memories of that trip.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed it immensely when we were down there in the southern Bahamas doing that liveaboard trip in May. And we just had a blast with the crew there, Lowell and them. And I was really looking forward to hanging with them again for the week. But I guess this is a reprieve for them.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about that, Kyle. But, you know, we were sitting there the end of last week, and Hannah was coming up the island chain, and Ike was forecast to, you know, follow right in her path, towards, Tuesday, Wednesday this past week. And obviously that... ended up not happening, but it
right.
didn't seem like it was worthwhile sending the boat out and coming back a day later.
Right, exactly.
So what are you going to do when you retire this boat? Do you sell them? What do you do? I mean, I joked about sinking it, and if you let me, I joke further about how much it would take to get the memories of Single Scott's adventures off of the boat.
eBay.
I would think a fire.
eBay.
It'd have to be deep.
This is not going to be a surface cleaning project.
I mean, there's all sorts of things you can do with a retired liveaboard. You can operate in different areas. You can sell it. You can reconvert it to something else. You can do all sorts of things.
Yeah, it's a worthy vessel for sure. I mean, it just needs a few.
So retiring it may just mean moving it to a new place, so it gets to meet new ocean.
You never know what'll happen.
Yeah, you know, if you do end up, you bring up an interesting thought to sink this thing. Maybe I could dive it after all. I don't know. But that's something to consider. I'm sure that's come
Yeah, Scott will go down there and recreate some of his favorite memories on the boat.
Well, it's like they say in the boating business, you know, if you sink them, do it in deep water. You don't do it in shallow water.
Well, there you go. Exactly. So give us something to enjoy under the waves. Now, we obviously had to, you know, cancel this trip, but we are looking forward to a trip in November in Australia. We don't have storms to worry about in that time of the year. Are you aware of any? Or do they have cyclones or Australian backward water toilet flushing issues that we need to be aware of?
They do have cyclones down there. That's a little bit early for that.
All right. So, but we're not going to have any problems in November. I just feel it.
Definitely not.
Yeah. So nope. I'm really looking forward to that. Man, Scott is flirting with the idea of joining us in Australia there, Clay.
Well, he does flirt a lot.
Yeah. When he says he's flirting with the idea, he has been winking every 15 seconds at Greg. And it's getting a little creepy, quite honestly.
Yeah, he's been doing that. We got Mermaid Angela and Jen in
the
studio.
That's Angela in between us.
Yeah, you're just looking at his lazy eye, Bill. Quit it. Now, but yeah, he's flirting with it. Kevin, one of the guys who is going to be on the trip with us in the Bahamas, has already made plans to join us in Australia instead. So, you know, we're kind of regrouping, and that would be a good trip to consider in that regard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a wonderful trip. I mean, it's you know, it's a trip that nobody else really does. You know, back in the pretty much the what they call it, the Ocean Outback Expeditions, and it's you know, far north of Cairns up towards the northern tip of Cape York and just south of PNG, and it's a beautiful area to dive. Nobody ever goes up there, and the chances of seeing another boat up there, even you know, during the course of the week, is pretty remote.
Now, what about the boat itself? It's the Nimrod Explorer. Is it designed a lot differently than the Turks and Caicos boat and the CX-1 and 2?
Yeah, it's much different. It's about a 75-foot power catamaran.
Oh, okay.
And it's got a huge dive deck. It's really well set up for diving, very stable, obviously, by virtue of the fact that it's a cat, and she's just a great expedition boat.
Well, it sounds awesome. I can't wait. Like I said, I'm still a little bummed about our little Bahamas, thing. But we have that to look forward to. So
yeah.
You know, that's always the key. You know, your best dive is the next one you have planned. You always, as long as you have something on the books, something to look forward to. I think that's the way to go.
You're never, you're definitely one of the people in the world that always has an next adventure plan, Greg. So.
I do. It's one of the necessary evils of doing this show. You always have to book a few.
Yeah.
Just to stay wet and that kind of thing. But
it's really unfortunate. We all feel bad for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, the sacrifices I make to please our listeners.
I can't even imagine.
Oh, you can. I hear about it every time we're out at the bar. Like, you got the best job. Damn you. No, that's all good. ExploreVentures.com. Check them out on the web. And, Clay, stay safe out there, and good to get an update on your boats, and everything's going well.
Well, thanks. Good to talk to you folks, as always.
You got it. Clay McArdle from Explore Ventures. Once again, ExploreVentures.com. Join us in Australia or any one of the other five liveaboard destinations that fine organization serves.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. In the studio with me, Single Scott from singlescott.com. Check out his website. And who knows if you're single too, and you might be able to make a connection. That's what it's all about, right, Scott? I mean, you're doing your thing on the website where people can actually, you know, join you on a trip.
Exactly.
Whether it's Australia, the Bahamas.
Wherever we're going, yeah, looking for somebody to go with. I need a dive buddy.
There you go. That's what it's all about, singlescott.com.
Now, I'm not saying that there's any sort of requirements involved.
Yeah, there are requirements.
Pictures, I assume.
But they don't involve any kind of lubrication, like boob lube, I don't think.
No, that's the second date.
Hello. Yeah, but no, he is. You're just looking for a dive buddy.
I am looking for a dive
buddy. So if you're interested, Scott is interested in you at singlescott.com.
And that almost goes without saying, quite honestly.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to connect somehow, and why not use the web to do that? There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, no. Reach out and touch someone.
Reach out without
the restraining order.
Worldwide.
That's right. Yeah, now we have Mermaid Angela and Mermaid Jen in the studio with us today. And I know we're getting ready to, we're actually making plans now for the DEMA show in October, I believe. Is Tom going to join us a little bit later on? Tom Ingram from the DEMA organization, give us a little update on how things are progressing for that event, which is the largest diving event in the world. Angela, you've never been to a DEMA, have you?
Never have.
So this will be her first DEMA. You're excited about that. You know, Angela, we're sucking her into our little world here at Scuba Radio. That's how the Cyril Mermaid thing happens.
Could you use it like maybe a different word? Drawing her in, including her.
I didn't lubed up.
Yes, well,
shall we mention it's also going to be her birthday
Las
Vegas?
I was getting there, yeah. I mean, she's a willing participant into our little world. And, yeah, the DEMA show actually kicks off on October 22nd, but the 20th is Angela's birthday.
Oh, so that's good.
And it's in Las Vegas.
That's the sort of thing you should do. You should take a mermaid to Las Vegas for her birthday. That is the smartest plan I've heard in my entire life.
Who wouldn't want to hang out with a bunch of divers on your birthday? And in Las Vegas, why not?
I think that perhaps we're painting this two different ways. You're saying who wouldn't want to hang out with a bunch of divers on your birthday?
Right.
And everyone would want to hang out with a bunch of divers.
Sure.
Who would take a mermaid to Las Vegas for her birthday? Who would do that?
Scuba Radio would.
That's absolutely true. Yes.
Because we're trying to expose her to the proper.
Oh, yeah, that's another word right there.
Corrupt might be a better word.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
You know, our mermaids have actually, they have grown. They are turning into real dive, you know, professionals. And, you know, we got Abby, we have Nikki that are going through their dive instructor course right now. They're smack dab in the middle of that. Angela might be well on her way as we slowly, you know, I don't know if lube is the proper word to use here, but, you know, grease the wheels for her to kind of move into that direction and maybe open up some doors for her in the dive industry. You know,
we're the best people to open doors for people in the dive industry.
Just understand, the Scuba Radio Mermaid thing is kind of like an intro position or inductory position into the dive industry as being a dive professional.
Entry level,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, so if I was interested in getting into the dive industry,
we would put
the
in a
natural first
tail.
Step
first
would be for me
to
be a mermaid.
You have an interest in things fishy.
Yeah, that is true.
Know. Yeah, you never know. But however we can suck them in to the dive industry.
Again with the sucking.
Draw them in.
There we are.
We're willing to.
And Angela, what do you want to do in Vegas for your birthday?
Whatever.
Oh, boy.
It's the big 2-5. We got to celebrate it.
The big 2-5.
The big 2-5.
Yeah. Anything.
It's going to be good. Yeah, well, it'll be fun for sure.
Could someone point out to Angela where the microphone is? Because she keeps forgetting while she's talking.
Well, she's trying to share it. She's sharing the microphone with Jen. So, yeah, you guys got to get closer. Yeah, no, closer. Closer.
So you guys staying at New York? Because Zoomanity's there.
Well, Zoomanity, yeah. I think actually we are going to hang out in New York.
That's a smart decision right there.
Yes, and
it's a very nice Irish pub downstairs in New York.
Oh, I've been there
York.
Many times. I know my way around Vegas these days. We've been there a few times over the years, haven't we, Bill?
Not together.
No. Hell no. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Jimmy Buffett's is going to be there during the DEMA show.
He was just there last night.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com. Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com.
We weren't able to go to the Bahamas this past week for our liveaboard trip. However, I did mention we went to this thing called the Surf Expo yesterday here in Orlando, Florida. That's where I found the Boob Lube. But believe it or not, there were some divers there exhibiting or working the show, and we came across this booth where they sell shark teeth.
What's so funny?
Yeah, what are you laughing at, Bill?
Okay, so there's an event where they take an arena or a civic center and they fill it with women in swimsuits, and you're startled that there were dive people there.
Well, I mean, you know, they're in swimsuits, and some of them may have been divers.
He wasn't looking for divers. He was looking for girls in bikinis.
That's a good point there.
No, I was looking for potential dive industry, you know,
contacts.
Exactly.
People you could suck in.
You said it, not me.
Yeah, well.
But anyway, in between that nonsense, we actually found some people that were exhibiting at the show that are sometimes, they're at the DEMA show. One of them is this shark tooth booth. They sell shark teeth to vendors across the country. And they were there at the Surf Expo yesterday, and I was talking to the people in there. And, you know, we just found those shark teeth over in Venice Beach off the coast of Florida, and I found three good-sized 2 to 3 inch megalodon shark teeth, which I was very proud of.
They're pretty remarkable.
It was fun. It was cool to do, and I'm gonna take Angela and Nikki and the whole crew, Scott. We're going to maybe even you, Bill. Maybe. Over to Venice Beach and do this again. However, I started talking to the shark tooth guy, and because he had a case of megalodon shark teeth, just like the ones we found.
Okay.
And so I'm looking at him like, wow, how much is this one worth? And I looked at one that looked very similar to the one that I got, like the best one that was shaped, still had the edges on it. And sure enough, he pulls it out, and it'd been like he'd polished it. They had polished it up a little better. And I'll tell you how much it's worth after the break. I might be able to retire.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Pescado Diabolico, the evil god of sharks.
Sharks?
Yep. The story goes that one night when the sea winds moan, old Shark Face will walk upon the land, and all his man-eaters will leave the briny deep and follow him, driving all of us humans back into the sea.
My head is like a shark, yeah. riding a created by a needle. Jet black eyes, baby, they stare while you sleep. A little Titanic sink, I'm the one you gon' meet. Hear a terrified scream, they surround my team. All you see is trails of blood, either God won't intervene. Nightmares of darkness, my appetite is heartless. Even if we related, you eliminated regardless. In the deep blue underwater world, half man, half shark, my jaws don't fall.
Yes, well, jaws are, you know, we have a love-hate relationship with divers when it comes to sharks. We like diving with them. We like finding sharks' teeth. They also have a tendency to keep people out of the water, which isn't good, but what are you going to do, you know? So I'm at the Surf Expo, and I find the shark booth where they're selling shark teeth to vendors for dive stores or boutiques and things, gift shops across the country, and I find their Megalodon shark teeth display.
Now, did he give you a wholesale price for this tooth or a retail price for this tooth?
Well, it was the wholesale price, I believe. And
okay,
it was
so what
Lady
you would have to...
Diana, by the way.
Oh, Lady Diana.
Lady Diana.
Oh.
Yeah. Very nice lady.
Interesting.
Yeah, very cute.
Is she dead?
No.
Oh, okay.
That'd be a different one.
Oh. Was she wearing a bikini?
No, but she may be a future Scuba Radio mermaid.
Very nice.
We're talking.
Very nice. She's all lubed. Properly?
Well, we're working on it.
All right.
But she does have shark teeth, and so we're looking
on the
at
the table. Not, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that would look kind of strange, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But, well, you talked about doing it.
I quit it. All right, so, you know, I have her pull out this shark tooth that looked similar to the one that I had found in Venice Beach, and they had the prices flipped over on the other side. And sure enough, this thing was several hundred dollars. I was like, you're kidding me, really? Is that how much that thing is worth? She's like, yeah, this is a very fine specimen. I'm like, well, yeah, that's pretty much the identical to the size and shape of the one that I found in Venice Beach. She goes, are you kidding me? You found that on your first shark dive? She was quite impressed. And
good. And who wouldn't be?
Hello? And but anyway, I don't know. This may be a new money-making machine that we're going to have to exploit off of Venice Beach because... You know, like
not
I said,
anymore since you told everybody about it.
Well, they have to know where
nice
to look.
Job.
They got to know where to look, though, and that's where.
Yeah, in the water.
Oh no! Why did you have to do that? Why did you have to spoil it for everyone? But yeah, no, there's a
you
place.
You practically drew a map when you came back.
Well, you know, I've known about Venice Beach for years, and you guys have heard of Venice Beach, finding shark teeth, being in Florida. It's a fairly popular thing, whether you're a diver or not, Scott. You're over there, what, up towards Crystal River, north of Venice Beach. You've heard of Venice Beach as a shark tooth place to
you
go,
bet.
Right?
Yep, everybody goes down there and looks for them, but not everybody pulls a big one out on their first try.
Well, the thing is, we had went pretty far offshore. We were far enough offshore where typical beachgoers aren't going to find these
and
big
monsters. And about how far were you offshore?
About 100 yards.
Okay.
All right. I gave you that much.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern. Blue holes. Walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Well, like I always say, onward and downward.
All right, so Mermaid Angela sitting here giving me grief, saying, like, if you found that shark teeth and you found out it was worth hundreds of dollars, didn't you sell it? What, are you crazy? And he's like, if you could get hundreds of dollars for this, they, you know, what are you holding on to this thing for? Dump it now!
But in Vegas.
Exactly. Well, that's probably true. But, you know, when you find your first one, it has too much sentimental value. I don't think I could ever get rid of my shark tooth yet.
I thought you cleaned the sediment off of it.
Well, I did a little bit. But yeah, I mean, that's part of the thrill of finding a shark tooth is like, okay, I found that. It's not like you went out and bought it at a store or from a vendor. You know, finding your first shark tooth or one that's, you know, big or nice or whatever is a pretty cool thing.
What about the retirement option you were just talking about?
Okay, now you're convincing me. or are you trying to encourage me to retire? That could be it, too. I don't know.
What she's thinking is that if it really is worth $300 and that's enough for you to retire.
Yeah, I was curious. Where are you going? Uganda?
They got some waterfront property down in the Caribbean someplace. I could probably get cheap right now. But that's a whole nother story. Hey, let's move on, though. Tom Ingram from the DEMA organization, we were mentioning the show here is coming up in October, is on the line. Welcome to Scuba Radio. Tom, how you doing?
Greg, I'm doing just fine. How about you?
I'm fine. I'm trying to, I may start a shark tooth selling operation. I don't know. We've been stumbling up on some interesting little fossils off the coast of Florida here lately with all these storms. I get megalodon shark teeth, Tom.
There you go. You know, in my previous life, I was a geologist and worked over there in that neck of the woods and used to go off and find those shark teeth all the time myself.
Oh, so you're saying that they're not really worth anything to you? I was just going to say, if you knew had a value for these things, I got a couple teeth, I'd sell you cheap.
Well, I understand they're about a dollar a piece.
Oh, boy. Oh, well, that I guess that ain't going to work for now.
And I'll buy a bunch of them from you for that price.
Yeah, I bet you would. I bet you would. Well, look, I know you've been keeping busy on many fronts when it comes to DEMA. DEMA, the voice of the dive industry to the rest of the world as far as media outlets and things. You've been keeping busy, keeping everyone informed on how the storms have been affecting dive operators throughout the Caribbean with all the hurricanes and stuff. But I think we're doing okay other than telling everybody, hey, look, they're still there, right?
You betcha. And I just want to say our thoughts do go out to those folks that have been in the heart of all of this, in the Keys and in the Turks and Caicos and the Bahamas, and of course now in Texas. And we know that they've been impacted by it. But, you know, the good news is that the Bahamas looks in really good condition. The Turks and Caicos are coming back online. The Keys are open for business for the most part. The folks in Texas, of course, are still in the middle of all of that right now. Just storms just kind of passing by them now. And so, I've been on the phone actually talking to a couple of folks and they've been impacted, but they'll be back up and running in no time. So, our fingers are crossed for them and we're thinking about them and we know that they're going to come back together again, and we'll see them at the show here in just a few weeks.
Yeah, just a few weeks. October 22nd, the Big DEMA Show, largest diving event in the world. And I know a lot of special surprises or events planned for this year's event. One being, of course, we're going to kick off the show there like we've been doing the last couple of years this year with Eric Stone of the Scuba Dudes providing music, and we're going to give away a bunch of stuff there from the DEMA show stage at the front. And, hey, we're bringing a mermaid. It'll be her first DEMA show. Tom?
Well, that is just fantastic. And, you know, this is a this has become a real tradition for us, Greg, with you guys and the scuba dudes all coming in and doing a lot of entertainment, especially there early in the morning, trying to keep the crowds at bay when they are waiting to get into the show just before it opens up. And it's been a real real great thing for us as an association to be able to have you folks come in and do that. And we got lots of other good things that are happening at the show, too. So the Virgin Mermaid is going to have an opportunity to see some great programming that's going on there at the show. We've got our DEMA member update that's taking place, and we're going to talk about the Be a Diver campaign out there and the second year that we're starting up here just at the show. We've got a great program at our retailer resource center, so the retailers from around the world really can come in and take a look at how these materials and how this program, whole Be a Diver program, works, and how to use the tools and do it the right way so they can really get a lot of new customers excited and involved in diving. And this year we've got something that's brand new that's called the Image Resource Center. And for those that are interested in digital photography underwater, this is going to be a great area. We've got 19 exhibitors that are concentrated in one area. They're giving seminars on a stage that's located in that same area, and DEMA's doing some seminars on that topic as well. And it's just a great way for people to get involved in digital underwater photography. And then, of course, we've got all the great equipment and all the great seminars, and the training organizations are all going to be there, and certainly all of the destinations will be there, and as you said, Scuba Radio will be there for the entire time.
Yeah, now Tom, I get it. All right, DEMA is the biggest trade show of its kind, and all this equipment and all this great information, yeah, blah, 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 whatever. Let's get back to what's really important here, Tom. And
the
that
mermaids.
Is the mermaids.
Oh, boy.
They've actually been practicing, and I have one of their practice tapes. Do you want to hear one of the numbers which our brand new mermaids planning on performing first thing in the morning? Yeah, here we go. So
no.
I think this is really where we should be focusing our attention, quite honestly.
Now,
and all of us will be.
Now, wait a minute. I should point out that is total ruse. That is, there's no truth to that whatsoever, because none of our mermaids can hold the tune.
If you've heard it.
Nikki can.
No, she can't.
Nikki has a niece as a...
Yeah,
they
well,
both are very spectacular.
Yeah, it's,
if they're mermaids, they can't really wear short shorts anyway, right?
Thank
it's
you.
Kind of tough for
exactly.
them.
I mean, don't have legs. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a mess. Whatever. But we do have a mermaid that has not been to a DEMA show, so we're going to have a special hazing ceremony at this year's DEMA show. That'll be worth attendance right there, I would imagine.
I would imagine so, and I'll look forward to seeing that.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
BeADiver.com. Use that resource. Of course, we'll have more updates for you as we get closer to the show and at the show. And look, if you want to learn how to dive, that's a great place to start. All right, DEMA show, October 22nd. Also, the DEMA website, DEMA.org, DEMA.org. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
When you were little, all you needed to have fun was a sunny day, a boat, and some water. For three generations, Boat US has worked to maintain this carefree lifestyle by providing time and money-saving services for millions of boaters, including low-cost boat insurance, towing on and off the water, discounts on fuel and equipment, and so much more. Boat US keeps boating safe, simple, and affordable, so your family can still enjoy a sunny day on the water. Visit BoatUS.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Something wrong in the air.
Yeah, once you've done a little lobster, honey, I think there is a little lobster boy in all of us. You know, that's the thing. Any aspect of scuba diving, you get into it and you can get fired up about it, whether it's finding shark teeth, hunting for lobster, just, you know, doing a reef dive, doing a liveaboard dive, whatever. There's always something around the corner, no matter how long you've been diving, that could just spark that fire like that. And I got to say, definitely recently it's been shark teeth diving and lobster hunting, as it is
okay,
every time.
Okay, let me tell you how ridiculous that is. May I tell you how ridiculous that is?
Come
how
on, lobster
year,
boy, tell me the truth.
This year you went to Fiji.
Yeah.
And you're excited about finding shark's teeth in the sand.
I know. But you know this. When I went on that shark teeth dive, and I got to thank Pete from Scuba Board for...
You dove with live great white sharks.
I know.
You're excited about finding old teeth in the sand.
I'm telling you, until you've done it, it's just a very cool experience to sit there, be swimming along the bottom, not really expecting anything, and all of a sudden coming across a 2.5-inch megalodon shark tooth right there on the bottom, and you grab them like, oh my God, check this out. It is really cool. It's like finding buried treasure. It really is.
Or a mermaid.
Or a mermaid, and it's a little different, trust me. I've had
they open up differently.
Yeah, oh boy. But
must be near the end of the show.
but it is. It is like finding buried treasure. And you know, by the way, that's on my list, too. I want to find, a galleon or something, gold or something worth millions of dollars underwater. That's definitely on my bucket list as a diver. But, you know.
I'd like to find something worth millions of dollars and then retire.
Yeah.
That's pretty much his plan.
Yeah.
Nice. I like it.
But I'm telling you, Bill, if you did it and you got to go with us over to Venice Beach, I think you'd be fired up as much as I am. It's a cool experience to find something that neat underwater.
Why don't you really challenge me? How about challenge? See if I can get fired up about going to Australia or Fiji. No. You're seeing if I can get fired up about finding its teeth in the sand.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, different strokes, different folks. Baby steps, my friend, baby steps. All right, look, that'll do it for this week's edition of The Big Show. Remember, it's always better. Angela?
Downward, better.
No, sexier. Good. Oh, come on.
Come on, like this.
Okay, that's better. Nice.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.